Begin the current daf Masechet Shabbos daf Nun Zayin. We begin on the top of the line, which we begin the sixth parak of Masechet Shabbos, parak B'Me'isha. The Mishnah begins, and the parak discusses regarding the hoitzah of a person. Up until now, in the last parak, in parak Chamishi, in the fifth parak, we spoke about with what an animal is allowed to go out with into Rosh Hashanah and what not. What's considered hoitzah, transferring from one domain to another, and what's not, what's considered intrinsic to the animal. Now our parak speaks about with what a person, specifically a woman, is allowed to go out with into Rosh Hashanah. And that is things which are intrinsically part of her. For example, a takshit, which is an adornment, or clothing, a malbush, or shmir, which is a security, a protection for the person. Those are things which are considered intrinsic to the person, and it's not considered something external that would be carrying a load in Rosh Hashanah. Yet there are other things that are considered external, which would be considered a load, a masay, which would be forbidden to take onto Rosh Hashanah. And our Mishnah specifically will be talking about Gzeres Derabbanan, which although they are mutter, technically, min ha-Torah, because they are adornments, they are takshitin. However, there's a Gzeres that one might come to carry them in Rosh Hashanah for Amos, as our Mishnah is going to explain. So our Mishnah begins. With what is a woman allowed to go out with into Rosh Hashanah, and with what is she not allowed to? And the reason why we're discussing a woman is because we're discussing specifically takshitin ornaments, and those are things which are jewelry that women wear, and that it shouldn't be considered a masi, it won't be considered a burden. However, our Mishnah is specifically, again, as we mentioned, talking about different adornments, that the Rabbanan made the gzeris on them, that maybe she's going to take them off, and she's going to want to show it to her friend, how beautiful it looks, and then she's going to, by mistake, carry it for Amos in the Rosh Hashanah because she's carrying it, and now she's going to be walking and schmoozing. And because of that, the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to wear out these jewelries, these adornments, because you might come to take it off, and then carry it for Amos in the Rosh Hashanah. So what are these things that one is not allowed to, in the Rabbanan, to wear them on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says, "Lo yisaytze isha lo bechute tzemer." A woman's not allowed to go out with strands of wool, v'lo bechute pishtun or strands of linen, v'lo b'ritzuris and not of straps. Sheberesha, all these different things, these woolen strands and the linen strands and these straps, she's not allowed to wear them on her head. And the Gemara is going to explain why these things are forbidden on her head. And these are things that she would braid her hair with. These three different categories of the woolen strands and the linen strands and these straps, which she would put in her hair to braid them, she's not allowed to take them out on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah tells us there's another din that applies to these three items of the woolen strands and the linen strands and the straps that she uses to braid her hair with, that also regarding halachas of tefillah, v'loititful behen achetarab, that she's not allowed to immerse with these straps, these strands around her hair, because of the halachas of chatzitza, that they might get in the way. In other words, that the water has to totally encompass and go around and touch every part of her body. And if she has these strands, these straps, braiding her hair, they're going to be tightly against the hair, and the water is not going to touch it. So it's going to be the halacha of chatzitza. It's going to be interposition between the water and her hair. So she can't immerse and do tefillah to be metar herself in the mikvah until she loosens them. And that is that she loosens them a little bit, that they should be loose, and then the water could come in and touch the hair. So regarding the halachas of tefillah, there's also, it applies to these strands that one has to loosen it first. So in the Mishnah returns to our halachas of what a woman's not allowed to go out with into Rosh Hashanah. V'loy b'toy tefes, now with a frontlet. V'loy b'savite, now with head bangles. And the Gemara is going to explain what these two items are. But these two things, they're very chashiv, there are things there which are very pretty, and we're concerned that she might take it off and to show her friend what they look like. Again, that's the same Gzeres Derabbanan, that although you're allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos, but we're concerned you might take it off and carry it for Amos and Rosh Hashanah, that's why you're not allowed to wear it. However, these two items are bizman she'inu tefurin. That's when they're not sewn on to the hat that she's wearing. But if they're sewn on, then we're not concerned that she's going to take it off and show it to her friend, because she's not going to take off her hat from her head in Rosh Hashanah in the public domain, because then all her hair is going to be revealed, and the married woman's not going to take it off to show her hair. So therefore, when it's sewn on, these two teitefes, this frontlet, which is something that's worn on her forehead, and the headbangers, when it's sewn onto the hat, then we're not concerned that she's going to take it off, and then you're allowed to wear it into Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah continues, another item that she cannot wear into Rosh Hashanah is v'loy b'kovul Rosh Hashanah, now with a woolen cap into Rosh Hashanah. Again, the Gemara will explain what exactly this kovul is. So this kovul she's not allowed to wear into Rosh Hashanah. However, in her yard, in her courtyard, then she's allowed to. And all these things we mentioned in the Mishnah are also even in the chatzah, even in the courtyard. And that is because since she might get used to wearing them in her yard, she might come to go ahead and walk into Rosh Hashanah and wear it there also. And it's one degree that we decreed that she shouldn't wear these jewelries, these adornments on Shabbos at all. However, kovel, as the Gemara explains later on, Samach Dalam and Beis, Chazal permitted her to wear the kovel at least in her yard, that we shouldn't forbid all her jewelry on her, and then she's going to be, so to speak, disgusting on her husband because she's not allowed to adorn herself. So therefore that, the kovel, at least we allowed her to wear in her yard. It's only, as our Mishnah says, kovel l'rishus harab. It's the one where it's specified that she can't wear it into the public domain, but in her courtyard we allow her. Then the Mishnah continues, V'loi be'ir shel zahav. Another item a woman's not allowed to wear on Shabbos is this jewelry called the City of Gold, which is a type of a clasp that they would engrave like an image of a city. And that was called the City of Gold. It's a type of a jewelry. V'loi be'katla, and the Gemara is going to explain what exactly that is. V'loi be'nezamim, and not with nose rings. V'loi be'tabas, she'en ala chaysim, not with rings that don't have a signet on it, and that is, it doesn't have an image where they would use to seal letters or anything else that you had to close. V'loi b'macha chain nekuva, not with a needle that's not pierced. And all these different things, again, as we mentioned, we're concerned that one might come to take it off and carry it for Amas and Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah concludes, v'im yatzis, and if she went out into Rosh Hashanah with any of these items we mentioned on Mishnah, ein chayeves chatas, she's not liable for a kama chatas. And that is, as we mentioned, because they're old jewelry, they're old tachshitin. And therefore, they're mutim in the Torah, it's considered intrinsic to the person. It's not really a masa, it's not a burning, not carrying. However, the Rabbanan made a decree, again, as we mentioned, because you might come to take it off and show it to your friends, and then by mistake continue walking for Amas and Shosram. So it's Issa Rabbanan, which would not be Mechayev a person to carve Mechatas, because again, in that Torah, it's permitted. So now the Gemara says it's interesting in our Mishnah that we were talking about the first items that one can, that the woman cannot go out in Shosram wearing it. These are the woolen strands and the linen strands and the straps that she uses to braid her hair. And then it mentions that, oh, these strands, you can't do a tefillah, you can't immerse in the mikvah until you loosen them. So the Gemara asks, Tvila man de kashme, who may mention of anything regarding immersing oneself? What does Tvila have to do with the Hilchas Shabbos? Or because we mentioned these strands, we had to say that you can't go ahead and immerse yourself until you loosen them? Why are we mentioning them? We're not talking about Hilchas Tvila, we're talking about Hilchas Shabbos. So the Gemara says no, to the contrary. Omer Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok Omer Rabbi Avua, ma tam kamer. Rather, we're coming to explain the reason that is ma tam loy seitzi isha loy b'chud de tzemer v'loy b'chud de pishon. What is the reason that a woman is not allowed to go out into Rosh Hashanah with these woolen strands and with these linen strands? That is what Mishnah is coming to explain with the halacha of tefillah. And that is, Nesha Amr Chachamim B'choy Loi Titvil Ben Atcha Terapim. That is because our sages said that on the weekday, a woman is not allowed to immerse in the mikvah until she loosens these strands. Because again, they're going to be a chatzitza, they're going to get in the way of the water, touching every part of her body. And that is a chatzitza, it's not a kosher tefillah then. And v'kivin de b'choy le titvil behem atcha terabim. Since even on the weekday, a woman is not allowed to do a tefillah until she loosens these strands in her hair, b'shabbos le seitzi. So on Shabbos, that's the reason why you're not allowed to go out into the street wearing those strands. Why? Dilma misrami lo tefillah shel mitzvah. Maybe it's going to be that she'll have what's called a tefillah shel mitzvah. That is that the Chazal said it's permitted for a woman to tevil on Shabbos to immerse herself in the mikvah, because on immersing or doing a tefillah, the Chazal were not geizer, they did not decree that's aser. As the Gemara Masechtas Beit Daf Yudches says, that it looks like she's just cooling herself off. It doesn't seem like what's called mesaken, that as if she's fixing herself, which in a sense she's doing when she's purifying herself. So she's allowed to do a tefillah shemitzah when she's being metar herself from the tumah that she has. So therefore, since she might have to do that, let's say on Friday night, v'shari lehu, she's going to untie the strands in her hair, because as Chazal said, you have to, because it's chatzitza. V'asu lasenu, dal amas rasham. Then she might come to carry it for amas and shosram, as we said regarding all the other gzeris Chazal in our Mishnah. Now one might come to take it off. Here one's going to have to loosen it, so therefore it's going to be loose, and she might come to take it off because it's not tied anymore around her hair. And that is because since she might have a tefillah shel mitzvah where she has to immerse, and then she's going to have to loosen it, then she's going to hold it, and then she might carry it for Amas and Shosram. That's why he said that mitchili not to wear them at all, again, because of this chashash, this concern that she might have an inyan to be tevil, and then she's going to loosen it, and then she's going to be carrying it, and then she might walk for Amas and Shosram with these strands, and that's why one is not allowed to wear it initially on Shabbos at all. So the Gemara asks a similar question. What is the halacha regarding chains of open link threads? And that is, is a woman allowed to braid her hair with these threads and go out with them on Shabbos? Because what happens is that these open link threads that one would chain her hair with, she can't really make it so tight and around her hair, and therefore the water can get in over there. And therefore the Gemara's question is, would it be considered a chatzitza for a woman to, let's say, wear those open link threads that are chained around her hair, that she's braiding it, and therefore she's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because of that same gzeira that we said that she might have to do a tefillah shel mitzvah, and then she's going to have to loosen them, and then she might carry them? Or maybe it's not considered a chatzitza because they're so loose, because they're open link threads, and therefore, since it's not going to be a chatzitza, so again, that doesn't apply to the whole gezera, which was only, you might have to loosen it, you might carry it here, you don't have to loosen it, and therefore you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Amalei said to him, Ari Kamrid, are you asking me something regarding something that's woven? Kolshu arg legazer. Whatever was woven, Chazal did not decree on that to forbid it going out on Shabbos. Because regarding chatzitza, it's not a chatzitza. Because you can't make it so tight. Things that are woven are looser. And therefore, since it won't be so tight against her hair, the water will get through. And since the water will get through, you don't have to loosen it. And therefore, you're not going to come to take it off on Shabbos. And therefore, we have no reason to suspect that you're going to carry it for Amos and Shas Rabim. So these open length threads, you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. Itmer Nami, the Gemara says, similarly, we learned Amar Avhu in the Beredi Avishur, Kol Shuhu Arag Lagazu. Anything that's woven, Chazal did not make this gezeira of going out with these strands in your hair on Shabbos. You're allowed to because it's not going to get in the way. The Ikadamri, some say a different version of the statement of Rav Huna. That is, Amar Avhu in the Beredi Avishur, Chazina la achvasi de loy kapten alai. I saw by my sisters that they weren't meticulous about it. It didn't bother them. That is, they didn't bother taking off these strands, these open link chains around their hair when they were going to take a shower or a warm bath. So we see obviously from this statement of Rav Huna that water gets in there, and that is even when you're taking a pleasurable shower or a bath, the water's going to get in there. And definitely regarding a tefillah, that you don't have to make it looser, and therefore you're allowed to go out with them on Shabbos, because if you're going to have a tefillah that you have to on Shabbos, you're not going to loosen them. A, because it's not going to be a chatzitza because the water gets in. And even more so, it doesn't bother anyone. No one's no makbid about taking it off. They don't need it. It doesn't bother them that it's there. So therefore, there's no reason to suspect that someone's going to take it off for a tefillah on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Ma'ika ben hachlishna ben hachlishna. What's the difference between these two different versions of Rav Huna when he said that these open link threads that are chained around when she braided her hair with them? What's the difference with the saying either that it's not a problem because Chazal never made a decree against something that's woven because water will always get through, or by his saying that his sisters are not makbid, they don't care about taking it off because, A, water gets in, and also because it's part of them, it's something they always leave on their hair. What's the difference? Either way, they're both saying that it's not a chatzitza, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and wear it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ikubinayu ditznifun. The difference between these two different versions would be when they were soiled. And that is, these threads got dirty, let's say got muddy. And the difference is, lahach lishna the amr koshu arig lo gozer, according to the first version that says that whatever is woven, Chazal did not decree on them. So achinami arig here also, although they're dirty, however, since these threads are woven, so mela, there was never a decree at all that was instituted on something that's woven, so therefore you're allowed to go out with that on Shabbos, even though it's dirty. However, lahach lishna the amr mishum kepeda, however, according to the second version of Rav Huna, that the reason why he said one is allowed to go with on Shabbos, because people are not makbid, it doesn't bother them to take it off on Shabbos, and or at any time to take a shower, whatever it is, kiven the tenifa and mikbid kippur alayu. But here, where since it got soiled, it got dirty, so then it would bother them to keep it on because it's all dirty, and therefore they would take it off. And that is according to the second version of Rav Huna, that is saying the reason is because the people are not makbid about it. It would be mashma that if it would bother them to take it off from the hair when they're taking a bath, for example, so then it would be forbidden to go out with them on Shabbos. And that is, even though that regarding being stuck on the hair tightly, it's not that tight, and therefore it's not a chatzitza, and a woman would be able to do a tefillah with it. However, the idea is regarding the people are makbid about it, and they would take it off, and therefore you have the problem about when you're going to do a tefillah. And therefore here in this case, since it got dirty, so they obviously his sisters would be makbid, but they would take it off, that it shouldn't be on their head when they're doing a tefillah, because the water would go ahead and make the mud a little more liquidy, and make their hair all dirty when they're coming out from the mikvah. So again, although it's not a chatzitza, because water could get in there because it's not so tight around the hair, however, since they would take it off because it would make them dirty, if it would get dirty, so then they might come to carry it, and therefore, you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. However, according to the first version, that they never made a decree only on something that is a chatzitza for tefillah. So therefore, although it bothers you, it doesn't make a difference because we never made the gezeir by something that's not a chatzitza for Shabbos. For example, something that's woven where it's not a chatzitza, there Chazal said it's mutter. Therefore, it was never gezeir on that case, even though now people take it off because it's dirty, but it's not included in the gezeir. So according to the first version, it would be mutter, although this case is soiled. But according to the second version, that said the concept is because they don't take it off because, again, obviously because the water gets in when they take a bath, but also because they're not makbid about taking it off. It's something that they leave on from day to day, even when they're taking a warm bath. So therefore, if that's the concept, because they're not makbid, here where it gets dirty, they would be makbid, therefore it would be us. So that's the difference between the two versions of Rav Huna in the case where these woven threads would get soiled, that although it's not a chatzitza, however, it would still be a problem because they would be makbid, and therefore you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, because they might come to take it off when they have a tefillah shemitzah, and then they might come to carry it for Amos. Something more continues on this theme about things that are chatzitza and that are tied onto the hair. Tanahasim, we learned over there in the Mishnah and Mikvois. Ve'elu chaitzim ba'adman. These are the things that are chatzitza, that are get in the way of a person. That is, since over there the Mishnah said that elu chaitzim ba'kelim, these are the things that are chatzitza by kelim regarding the tefillah of when you're immersing a keli, a vessel in the mikvah. So now we're talking about immersing of a person. So it says ve'elu chaitzim ba'adman. What are these things that are chatzitza by a person? Chutei tzemer v'chutei pishton, strands of wool and linen strands. V'haritzuyas, and the straps, sheberoshe habonis, that are on the heads of the girls. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, shel tzemer v'shel sar ein chaitzim. Strands of wool and of hair are not chaitzis. That is because they're not so tightly tied on to one's hair. V'neisha main boim hem, because the water gets in, so therefore it's not a chatzitza. And he argues on wool and hair that there it's not a chatzitza. So now the Gemara explains these halachas of this Mishnah. Rav Huna says, V'kula, on all these cases that we spoke about regarding the woolen strands and the linen strands, they're all b'rashi habanah sheninu. They're all included in the qualification when it talks about the last case of the straps. They're all aser, they're all considered chatzitza when they're on the heads of the girls. And that is, you shouldn't say that this qualification of b'rashi habanah that are on the heads of the girls, that's only going back in the last case of the straps. Rather, it's going back even on the strands of the woolen strands and linen strands. That's also included in this that we said that they're considered chatzitza. So the Gemara says, Maskevelo of Yosef. Yosef asked, Lemute ma, what are you coming to exclude? In other words, what would you have thought that Rav Huna is teaching you that the strands are also only considered chatzitza on the heads of the girls? And that is, what are we saying that it's not? Meaning regarding the girls or the heads, where would we say that only here it's chatzitza, but in another case it wouldn't be chatzitza regarding the strands? So the Gemara says, if you come to say that it's excluding that if it would be on the neck, that if, let's say, she has strands that are tied around her neck, that there it's not a chatzitza, and it's only when we say they're on the heads of the girls, that when it's on her hair, that there these strands of wool and linen are chatzitza, they're into position because it, so to speak, mamish blocks off the water. But if it would be around the neck, it would not be chatzitza. Demai. However, what are we talking about? What is the material that these strands are made of that we're coming to say that we're excluding that it would not be chatzitza around the neck? If we're saying that these strands around the neck are made out of wool, and that is only over there that we say that when it's on the head, there is a chatzitza, but around the neck it would not be chatzitza, but it doesn't make sense. Hashter racha gabi kosha chaitzis, if we're saying a case of soft that's on top of something hard is considered chatzitza, that is, wool is considered something soft, in regard, at least in contrast to linen and regarding to hair. So we're saying that when we're talking about woolen strands that are on something hard, which one's hair is hard, we're saying that it is considered chatzitza, as we said that these woolen strands on the hair, again, soft on hard, is a chatzitza, we said. So therefore, racha gabi rachmi boy, when you have something soft, again, the woolen strands on something soft, which is one's skin, which is what the neck is there any question that it's going to be chatzitza? Definitely, for sure, when you're having soft on something soft, which it gets more, so to speak, tighter around, it connects more, definitely it's going to be chatzitza. It could get more into the neck, into the flesh, it could cut in, whereas by something hard, you would say not. So if we're saying it's chatzitza on the hair, which is hard, can't really get into it, and still we're saying it's chatzitza, it blocks out the water, so definitely when you have something soft on soft, for sure there it's going to be chatzitza. So how could we exclude the case of a woolen strand that's on the neck? It definitely should be chatzitza. So there the Gemara says, Ve'el mu'uti d'chutei pishtin. Rather, we're coming to exclude a case of linen strands that are around the neck. But then the Gemara asks a similar question. Hashta kasha gabe kasha chaitzis. So we said something hard, which is linen strands, on top of something hard, which is the hair. There we said that if you have those linen strands tied around the girl's hair on the top, that it's a chatzitza, it doesn't allow the water to get in. Kosha gabe rachmi boy. So when you have something hard, which are the linen strands, around something soft, which is the flesh, the skin that she has around her neck, definitely is there any question that there it's going to be chatzitza, that it's going to really block out any water from getting in? So that can't be the case we're excluding. There for sure it should be a chatzitza. So what are we excluding when we're saying that these strands are only chatzitza on her head? Elam Rabbi Yosef, Hainu time of Rav Huna. This is the reason of Rav Huna why it's not a chatzitza around the neck. L'chayr, we said it's almost like a kavachaymer. If it's a chatzitza on the hair, which is hard, for sure it should be chatzitza, that it really blocks out any water when it's on something soft like skin. But the reason is a very practical reason. A woman doesn't choke herself. And that is, she's not going to tie the strands so tightly around her neck. She's going to make it a little bit loose And therefore, since it's going to be loose, so the water is going to be able to come in. And when she's toveling, and everything, that's why it's not a chatzitza. Of course, it could be done tighter. But here, you're going to do as tight as it's possible. Around the neck, you're not going to choke yourself. And that's why it's not a chatzitza, these strands that she has around her neck. So that's the explanation of the opinion of Rav Huna, that it's only the here, but not somewhere else, which is the neck, because there she's not going to choke herself. And that's why it's not a chatzitza. It's Abaye, but Abaye asked from a braisa. We learned, the girls are allowed to go out with the strands that are in their ear. And that is, they would put inside the hole in their ear so that the hole shouldn't close up. That's where they put their earrings. But they're not allowed to go out with drawstrings around their neck. And that is, these are large strands that they would take, which are not, weren't gold, and they were very wide. It wasn't for jewelry. Similar to like the strands that were put in the ear, it was just used as something just to hold open the hole. So they used to wear these strings around their neck. Those strings, you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos. So the question is, and if we say that a woman doesn't choke herself, why is she not allowed to go out with these drawstrings around her neck? What's the problem? It's always worn that it's with there's room around, and therefore she's not going to come to take it off because it's not going to be chatzitza. So what's the problem? Why, if you say that around the neck a woman doesn't choke herself, why is she not allowed to go around with these drawstrings around her neck if it's not going to be chatzitza? So there's no reason for a woman to take it off. So the Gemara says, Ravina says, we continue on to Amud Beis, Hocho Bekatlaskin. Here where we said that the woman's not allowed to go out with the drawstrings on Shabbos, we're talking about a different type of item. It's called a katla, which is a very chash of a baggage that they would tie around their neck, opposite their torso, which would be like a bib, that whatever they're eating should not fall on their clothing. And there would be these type of loops that they would make, for example, which like pants have, and they would tie a strap, a very wide strap around those loops, and she would tie it around her neck. And this was a very wide cloth, and she would tie it around her neck, and they would do it very tight so that her skin, her flesh should stick out, and she should seem like almost like she has a double chin, like she has a lot of flesh. And because it was a sign of wealth and affluence when one had that, and since this strap was very smooth and wide, it wouldn't hurt her, although generally a woman would not choke herself. However, this case is different because since it was very wide and smooth, you could totally put it around the thing when you're doing this bib and tie it around the neck that's holding this bib out, and she would do it very tight to make it look like she's very wealthy. So that case of the katla, as the Gemara says, the isha chaynekes is atzma, that the woman appears to choke herself. The nichala shatira kabbalas basa, because it's agreeable to her that she should appear like she's well fleshed. And therefore, since this case a woman would choke herself, that's where we said the drawstrings are asur on Shabbos. But what Rav Huna was talking about, that was talking about in general, not regarding this bib, not a katla. And there, it's not going to be considered chatzitza, as we said, because a woman would not choke herself in general because it's going to hurt her. And therefore, that case, a woman's a lot to go out with on Shabbos because she's not going to come to make it loose when she asks, even if she would have a tefillah shel mitzvah, because it's not so tight versus the here, a woman would do tight, and therefore you're not going to go out with those strands on Shabbos because you might come to loosen it when you're going to the mikvah, and then you might come to carry it for amos and shusarab. Whereas around the neck, you're never going to do it so tight, so therefore we're not concerned. However, the case that we said over here, the drawstrings that are us, are talking about a katla, which are specifically that they do it very tight, so they should seem well-fleshed. And therefore, that case would be also because then you're going to have to loosen it when you're going to the mikveh, and you might come to carry it for amos and shasarab. So the Gemara goes back and discusses the Mishnah mikvois that we mentioned in the Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer shel tzemeveh shel sar in chaitzin, that the strands of wool and of hair, they're not considered chatzitza, because the water could get through. It's not so tight around the hair when the strands are made out of wool of hair. So Gemara explains, Yosef Amar Bihuda Meshmol, Halacha Kebihuda Bechuteisar, the Halacha falls Bihuda by strands made out of wool, that they're not considered chatzitza, that the water could get through. So Amalei Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Halacha Machal de Pligi, when you're saying the Halacha falls Bihuda, it sounds like the inference is that they argue. But is that really the case? The Tanakhama doesn't even talk about here. So obviously he agrees by here that you can't do it so tight on here. Here on here doesn't get so tight. And that is the water would get through. And even the Tanna Kamma agrees. So why saying the halacha falls Rabbi Yehuda? Sounds like that others argue on him. So Abaye said, V'chitem ilav d'shamim et Tanna Kamma d'ayir b'chut isar. And if you're going to say that you could prove to me that the Tanna Kamma does argue, because if Rabbi Yehuda had not heard from the Tanna Kamma that he was talking about a woolen strands made out of here, and that they are considered chatzitza, Ihu nami lo have a marriage, so then he also would not have spoken about it, that they're not a chatzitza. Why'd he have to mention it? What's he saying? The Tanakam already spoke. Now Rabbi Yehuda speaks. And when he's saying that the strands made out of here, that they're not a chatzitza, well, obviously he heard from Tanakam and they held that it is chatzitza. That's why he felt he had to say that. Not true. The Dilma, maybe this that he mentioned, strands made out of here, is keshim kamalahu. He said to the Tanakama, just as, that is, ki heichid demaydisu libechutisa, just like you agreed to me, by strands made out of here, that they're not a chatzitza because the water could get through. He was using this logic to say, so agree to me also by these strands made out of wool, that also it should be considered not a chatzitza. And therefore, maybe the Tanna Kamma does not argue about his telling to Rabbi Yosef by the case of the strands made out of here, that it would not be considered chatzitza. As the Gemara says, Idmur, that we learned, Amar Menachem Amar Shmuel, Moedim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda B'chutisar, the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda by strands made out of here that they're not a chatzitza, and therefore it's not halacha mechalav the plig, it's not like halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda as if others are arguing him. Everybody agrees that by the strands made out of here, it's not a chatzitza, water could get through. Tanya Amhochi, similarly, we learned in the Braisa, Chutit Semer Chaitzen, that the strands made out of wool, they are a chatzitza. Chutisar Ein Chaitzen. And the Tanakhama says, however, strands made out of here are not a chatzitza. Yehuda says that the strands made of wool and of here are not a chatzitza. But we see that the Tanna Kamma does not argue on the strands made out of here. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Masnit Namideka, the Mishnah later on also could be inferred like this, that the Tanna Kamma, that the Chum do not argue on Yehuda, and they agree by the case of the strands made out of here that it's not a chatzitza. Like we learned in the Mishnah later on, Samach Daldam and Beis. We said a woman is allowed to go out into the public domain with strands made out of hair, whether it's her own hair or whether it's hair from her friend. Mani. So who is that Tana? Elam Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it's Rabbi Yehuda, and that is he's the only one that allows one to go out with strands made out of hair on Shabbos because it's never so tight and water could get through, so you're not going to come to take it off when you have a tefillah shel mitzvah. Then he could have said even more, where there for sure others arguing him, that even you go out with strands made out of wool. Elav Rabbani, obviously it's only Rabbanon who they disagree by the case of strands made out of wool. They say that's Aser. And obviously you could hear from here that the Rabbanon, they do agree by the strands made out of here. And that's why it says over there that they go out with strands of here. And there they don't argue in Rabbi Huda, that it's not that halacha follows Rabbi Huda by the strands made out of here as if others arguing him. That there, everybody agrees that this transmitter of here is not going to be chatzitza, and therefore you'll go out with it on Shabbos because you're not going to come to take it off to loosen it because the water gets in. Now the Gemara resumes discussing our Mishnah that said, Loi b'toy tefes. One of the adornments that a woman's not allowed to go out with on Shabbos is a toy tefes. So the Gemara asks, my toy tefes. What is this toy tefes? I'm Rabbi Yosef Chumarta Diktifta. We're talking about a charm packet. This is a type of a knot that they would make for some type of like a refuah, that it save a person from like an iron heart, from an evil eye, that it shouldn't rule over a person. That charm packet, a woman is not allowed to go with on Shabbos. So I'm like, Abaye asked, why would that be Aser then? It should be included in the category of an efficient amulet, which is mutter, and that is, we learned in the Mishnah, that says a woman's not allowed to go out with an amulet, a kameya on Shabbos, at a time when it's not efficient. It's not been proven 3 times that it works. But the inference is, but if it is a mumcha, then it would be mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. So if this is what you're saying, that this teitefes is this charm packet, that it's some type of an amulet, so why is it aser? So the Gemara says that can't be the pshat of this teitefes, because that would be mutter for a woman to go out with it on Shabbos. Elam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmei Dabaye Apuzainu. We're talking about a frontlet, and this is a type of a jewelry that an adornment that she wears on her forehead, made out of gold. As the Gemara says, Tanyam Hoch is similar in the Braisa that would show that this Teitefes is a frontlet and it can't be this charm packet. As we learned, Yoitze Isha Bisvacha Muzheves. A woman is allowed to go out with a hat that's decorated with gold, Ube Teitefes and with a frontlet, Ube Sarvitin and with head bangles, Hakavuinba, that are attached to her. And that is because if she would take off her hat, her hair would be revealed, and therefore she's not going to wear these. Take off these items, these teitefes or these shavitin that are attached to her hair, attached to her head, which is covering her hair, because she's not going to take off the hat to show these adornments, because then her hair would be revealed. So Taisus shows what's the proof that it's this teitefes are these frontlets, as the Gemara is going to explain in one moment exactly what that is, and it's not this charm packet, as the Gemara says, Tan Ami Hachi, is because it says that this teitefes and shavitin are attached to her hat. And the derech is that this frontlet is attached to a hat but these charm packets are not. So therefore, it's obvious that this teitefes is not the charm packet. As we said, anyways, it shouldn't be because of kameya mumche. It should be mutter anyways, because it's an amulet which is permitted on Shabbos. However, that's the proof in the braisa that we're talking about a frontlet. As the Gemara explains, ezer teitefes ve'ezer sarvitin. What is this teitefes, this frontlet, and what's this sarvitin that are usher to take to wear on Shabbos? But if it's attached to the hat, then it's mutter because it's not going to come off to take it off your hat, which the hair will be revealed and show it on Shabbos. Amravo teitefes hamukefes la'mo'ezin la'ezin. This teitefes is this jewelry, this adornment that is it goes across her forehead from ear to ear, and that's something, a type of a jewelry, again, that she might come to take off, but again, if it's on the hat, she's not going to. Savitin, these head bangles, are hamagiyin la'ad l'chiyah, which reach until her cheeks, and that is, it's wrapped around, it's twirled around her head on the side, and they come down on her cheeks from either side. These are different types of adornments of jewelry that they wear. She might come to take it off and show it, that's why it's asr on Shabbos. So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna explains these head bangles, these savitin, that the poor people would make it out of colored fabrics, but the wealthy would make it out of gold and of silver. And again, these jewelry, these adornments are usher on Shabbos, although they're not Torah permitted, but again, one might come to take it off and show it, versus as we learned that if it's attached to the hat, where you're not going to take off the hat and reveal it, then it would be mutter. But the idea is, midrabanan, they decreed that one might come to take it off and carry it for Amos and Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara resumes discussing our Mishnah. It says, "V'lei b'kavol, she can't go over to kavol on Shabbos." So I'm Rabbi Yonah. Kavol's any yedemahu. It says, "I don't know which kavol it is. What they're talking about in the Mishnah that a woman's not allowed to go with a kavol on Shabbos, and that is because there are two words that are commonly used with the word kavol, and he didn't know which one." As he explains, "I don't know ikavol da avdetanan. If our Mishnah is talking about a kavol of a slave, and that is they would have emblems that were made for the slaves in their garments, and it would be like a sign that he's an eved, that he's a slave." And on that, the Mishnah is talking about that a shifcha, that a maidservant is not allowed to go, instead a woman is not allowed to go out with this kavla. It's talking about a maidservant that she can go out with these emblems on Shabbos. Av kippah shel tzemer shabbat dami, but a cap that's made out of wool, that a woman is allowed to go out with on Shabbos. And that is a type of a hat which would go on, it's like a type of a cap that goes under the hat that she's wearing, which is also called kavl. And that it's like an adornment type of a thing. It's like a type of a beautiful thing which goes under a hat which is already covering her hair. That would be permitted because since that would be revealing some of her hair, she's not going to come ahead and take it off and show people her beautiful cap. And that is kavla that was forbidden was only the other one, which was the emblem. But the one, the woolen cap, that she's allowed to go out with on Shabbos because she's not going to take it off. Or maybe when we said that it would kavla as us, it was talking about the second one, which is the woolen cap, that's forbidden. And that is, she can't go with that on Shabbos because we are concerned that she's going to take it off and show it to her friend, because since it's under her hat, her hair is not going to be revealed. But kol shekein kavol d'avlan, definitely that she's not going to go out with this emblem that the slaves wear on Shabbos. So therefore, he wasn't sure which kavol we're talking about. It makes more sense to say, like the one that said, like that version, they were talking about the woolen cap, that because that talks about, that's regarding all women. Here we're talking about a Mishnah that a woman's not allowed to go out with. This emblem, it would only apply to maidservants, to slaves, and therefore it makes more sense to say we're talking about a more general statement, which would be talking about all women, that they wear these woolen caps under their hats, that would be aser, and that kolshkin, that you can't go out with the emblems that the slaves wear. B'tanya m'hoch is similar in the braisa. Yoytzi isha b'kovol u'b'istim malachatzah. A woman is allowed to go out with a kovol and with an istima to her yard. And later on, the Gemara is going to explain what is this istima. Reb Shimon Elazar imer af b'kovol l'shusram. A woman could even go out with a kovol into a shusram, to the public domain. As he explains, klal omer Reb Shimon Elazar. Reb Shimon Elazar gave a general rule. Kol shehu l'mata min ha'shvach. Whatever ornament is under the hat, yoytzim ba, you can go out with it. As we're going to show, that's the case of the woolen cap, which is under the hat, whatever is above the hat, a woman is not allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. So therefore, from the fact that it said that whatever is, anything that's under the hat is mutter, and that general rule is explaining the statement that he says, obviously, that the kavol that we learned, that's mutter, is talking about this kippah, this woolen hat, and that's why he said, this woolen cap, that's why she's allowed to go out with it, because it's under the hat, and he says anything under the hat is mutter, over the hat is aser. So again, that shows, as we said, that this kavol that we said is usr is not only by the case of this emblem that the slaves wear, but even the woolen cap, a woman might come to take it off because her hair is still basically covered with her hat, and she might come to show off her woolen cap. So now the Gemara explains my istima. What was his case that we mentioned regarding istima? My bizyoni, what is this bizyoni? It's something that holds back the stray hairs. And this she does, she accomplishes this with a small little scarf. Because that is, after she knots and she wraps and she braids her hair and then she covers it, there are still some little strands of hair that come out from this knot that she made. And those are called peruche. These are the different hairs that are the stray hairs. And the reason why they're called peruche is because they fly outside from the knot that she made. And then she ties down these stray hairs with the knot through this small little hat that she makes out of the scarf. That's called kalya faruchi. That's the istima. And that is, again, this is the case that the Tanakhama said one is not allowed to go with an Rosh Rabbim, because again, she might come to take it off and show it off to her friends. So Tanaban, we learned the Braisa explaining this tachshit, this istima that we just spoke about. Gimel dvarim nemar beistima. There were three things that were said about istima. One, ein ba mishum klaim. It's not subject to the halachas of klaim. That is because this little scarf that's used, kalya peruche, that goes ahead and moves these strands and she wraps it around with her hat that she's wearing, it's made like a felt, which is that it's not spun. And the halach of klaim is only applies to, as the word shatness is, shoy tov v'noiz. It has to be spun. And that's why it doesn't apply the halachas of klaim, because it's not spun. So even though it has wool and linen, it wouldn't be a problem. Ve'en mitam negoim. It's not susceptible to the tumah of negoim of tzeras. And that is for the same reason that we said regarding klaim. Because by negoyim, by tzeras, by these afflictions, it says the word beged, that it has to be a garment. And we learn how beged from klayim, which again, there has to be showed tov v'noz, it has to be spun. Since it's not spun, therefore there's no problem with negoyim. And the third item, which we just mentioned in our Gemara, the ein yitzim b'lusha saram, and the woman is not allowed to go out with this scarf, this istima, this garment that's used to hold back the stray hairs, into Rosh Hashanah, because she might come to take it off and show it on Shabbos. And the Gemara concludes, Mishum Reb Shimon Amru, in the name of Reb Shimon, they said, Af, we continue on to the top of Menchesem and Aleph, Eimba Mishum Ataris Kalis. It also is not susceptible, it's not related to the Gzera, the Rabbanan, that we said, to the crowns that the brides wear. And that is, there was a certain Gzera that was made that after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kalis, the brides, are not allowed to go out with a certain type of crowns because of Tsar, of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara in Saita Memtes says. However, this istima, this scarves that they used to cover their hair, that was not included in the gzeira of the crowns of the kalas of the brides, and that she's allowed to go out with by her chuppah.